Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. We have this article from M-E-A-W-W. I guess it's pronounced Meaw or whatever. I do make fun of them every so often. But they have this story. Is Putin targeting U.S. bioweapon labs in Ukraine the truth behind internet theory? The labs in question are part of a network of facilities linked to the Biological Threat Reduction Program, a U.S. government-funded effort. The first thing I will say, we have this image. The first thing is, ua.usembassy.gov, U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, there are bio labs in Ukraine, laboratory construction, you know, biosafety level 2, the level 2 labs, level 4 is the most secure, level 2 is not as secure. And they talk about why they're there and what they do, so they are real. Meaw says, a Twitter thread has gone viral after making eyebrow-raising claims the Russian government is taking down American biolabs in Ukraine under the pretext of a special military operation. The claims surfaced shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping met recently and issued a joint statement slamming U.S. bioweapons activities. So this guy who posted this has been banned from Twitter. Snopes is saying it's false. Fuck Snopes. They're probably full of shit. I'm not saying the story is true. I'm just saying Snopes lies about basically everything. Holy shit. I think I may be onto something about Ukraine, a Twitter user who goes by the handle at WarClandestine posted. Zelensky and the Russians are firing at military installations. How broad is that term? I am seeing speculation that it could include U.S. installed biolabs. At first, I was like, no way. Then I started digging. He was going to say, the image has been deleted, but we have this here. Let me see if I can pull this up. Maybe find a better one because you can't really see too much here. U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. And people are saying that there are attacks that coincide with these locations. I'm just going to say this right away. These locations, for one, they're all over the country from east to west, north and south, and they're centered around big cities. That's not indicative of anything.
Yeah, I mean, they do line up with, if you bring up the maps of areas that have been struck, you know, they do, some of them overlap, but like you said, they're, you know,
there's
big
cities.
We don't know anything about these cities in terms of what else is there.
So this is U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. I don't know if these are actually where the biolabs are to begin with. I know they are there. The embassy talks about their creation, but Is it at all surprising that biolabs would be in big cities?
No.
Not really.
That's where
the people are to work.
Right.
What's the machine purple and red? Do you any idea?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Yeah, just, I don't know. What does it say? Oblast Center Capital? It doesn't say what these dots are. I think someone took a map and then just put the
dots
on it.
Just started putting dots on it.
Yeah. Snopes says it's not true.
Oh.
Let's see what Snopes has to say.
Oh, well.
In an attempt to justify Russia's invasion of Ukraine, propagandists claim the attack was focused on secret U.S. biolabs. Okay, that's it. Nope. Snopes is full of shit. Fuck you, Snopes. You want to play some fucking bullshit framing game? I'm going to go ahead and assume you're lying. In an attempt to justify Russia's invasion?
This goes right along with Cenk right
Holy
here.
Holy fucking
right?
Shit.
Does this not go along with what we were saying earlier where, you know, just because we're looking at potential real information.
Yes.
If it's any way in favor of Russia, if it makes any sense, because it's obvious that the blue check mafia of Twitter, it has signed on for war with Russia through Ukraine. So anything that's going to even justify, they're gonna write it right off. You know, that, and again, not saying we're not drawing any conclusions from it, but they automatically frame it as, you know, they might as well say right wing propaganda because they're talking about propaganda.
Look, when you look at these maps, you can see the attacks don't even line up with where they put the biolabs.
Oh, okay.
So right away, I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that, man. Give me some fucking evidence. But Snopes is just such trash.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't an attempt to justify the invasion. So is that what's false?
No, we're looking for understanding as to
right.
why.
Right.
And what is Putin's motivation?
And he might not have went in there to destroy the labs. He might have just destroyed the labs when he was in there because they were there.
If you're already there, I mean.
But he's going to get a land bridge. Basically. He's going there to conquer the country is why he's going in, I think.
I think time will tell what exactly he's doing. But I highly doubt that he's going to throw in some specialized attacks like that and then back off. We're going to see him come through this entire country. So
that on the East Coast, there was that biolab. It'd be like if the Russians had a biolab in Tijuana. Like, could you imagine how incensed the American citizens would be?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's true.
So what Snopes is arguing is not really biolabs. I'm like, wait.
Oh, there's always the caveat.
What is this? It talks about, where was the biolab level 2? BTRP has upgraded many laboratories for the Ministry of Health and Food and Safety and Consumer Protection Services in Ukraine, including Biosafety Level 2. What the fuck? Constructed 2 laboratories for the latter, one in Kiev and one in Odessa. They're fucking there.
They are there.
Snopes is such absolute garbage.
Yeah.
Here's what they write. Is COVID-19 a bioweapon? Fuck you, Snopes. Huh. Here you go. which Ian wants to read this headline?
I'll go ahead. I got the last one.
All right. More evidence COVID was tinkered with in a lab. Now scientists find virus contains tiny chunk of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3
yeah.
years before pandemic began.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
What?
Good
They're stuff. Saying it's like a 1 in, what is it, 1 in 3 trillion? They claim there's a 1 in 3 trillion chance Moderna's sequence randomly appeared through natural
okay,
evolution.
Okay, so there's a 299 trillion times.
So you're, saying there's,
trillion
so you're times. Saying there's a chance.
So it's what's likely is that they inserted a piece of proprietary DNA into this virus?
That's what they're saying.
It's like. Okay, according to the number, the likelihood that it was happened naturally, was it 1 in 3 trillion? Is that it?
1 in 3 trillion chance that it actually happened.
And again, I like to conceptualize these numbers because we talk about trillions and billions these days like it's just, you know, like we can wrap our head around them. 1 trillion, right? Just to conceptualize how big that number is. If you were to count 1, 2 every second, do you have any idea how long it would take you to get to a trillion?
32,000 years.
It's like 33 what? Or something like that. 33. So whoa. That is an extremely – so add it to 96,000 years, right? So 1 second out of 96,000 years is the likelihood that that was
wow.
created by natural selection.
Okay.
It'll take you 11 days
so
to
that's
count
a
to
yes.
1 million.
That's yeah. a yes that it was –
11
created.
11 days to count to 1 million?
It'll take you 11 days to count to 1 million, and it'll take you 31 years, 251 days, 7 hours, 46 minutes, and 40 seconds to count to 1 billion.
And
wow.
then
wow.
look at the jump between the billion and the trillion. It's like these numbers are extremely hard to conceptualize. So when you read
times,
that,
so 32,
and it says
31,709 years. Wow, I was close.
Yeah, 31,000. So they're saying that the likelihood of this being naturally occurring is choosing 1 second out of 93,000 years.
Jeez.
It's not likely.
That's
no,
essentially
not likely.
Admitting that it was created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, they're saying they found proprietary DNA from Moderna in this thing.
Yep.
What if is this the narrative they're trying to put forward,
so
that
what
like
you're
Vladimir
saying
Putin
is
fighting the World Economic Forum?
I think that's what that is coming of that post. I don't know if that was the author's original intention, but I think that's what it's getting picked up on the internet as is Vladimir Putin is fighting the deep state. He's fighting the globalists. You know, he's in there doing specialized strikes on biolabs. And I don't know if I subscribe to that, but if I was Vladimir Putin and there was biolabs in Ukraine and I was going into Ukraine anyway, I think I would destroy them.
Rather than take them?
Yeah.
Op India is running the same thing. a bunch of outlets took this Twitter thread and they're just running with it. I think that's deeply irresponsible.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That's not real news.
Yeah, like the labs are there. I think it's interesting,
but we don't know what's created there. We don't know. We don't know anything about it.
I mean, it was saying it was like food protection and consumer goods and stuff. Yeah. So for all we know, it's like they're just
bacterial excrement.
Yeah,
probably making sure
shampoos don't get in your eyes. A level 2 biosafety is not the craziest. Level 4 is when they're doing crazy viruses and stuff. You have 4 layers to get in to make sure the viruses can't get out. You know,
and this is the type of stuff that it undermines the legitimacy of people trying to understand the situation, because whoever puts that out and runs with it on the right makes people who are trying to understand the situation look silly. And then on the left, they just use that as an excuse to be like, oh, these people are stupid, they're crazy, they're Putin.
Mm-hmm. Read that one.
Well,
Vladimir Putin's advisor says U.S. is developing biological weapons near Russia.
Interesting.
And according to the map, that is confirmed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, no, we don't.
Was that not a bioweapon lab on the far right side of the map?
We don't know what they're doing there. To say it's confirmed, no, we don't.
Oh, wait, what is this? The bioweapon? This is
biological weapons.
So they might be making non-weapons.
Right.
We don't know what they're doing in those biolabs. But Russia is accusing the U.S. of basically doing that. Who do you believe? No, I don't know.
I think fucking COVID was built in a lab, so I tend to believe that the U.S. is building bioweapons all over Earth right now.
Fauci
as far away from their soil as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they are DOD-funded labs, from what I understand.
This is interesting.
Which, again, it's an interesting thing to look at, but we don't have even a little bit of information to start making broad assumptions in either direction, I think, on something like this.
I got to say, the fact that Twitter banned the account
is typically
it's indicative of something,
an indicator that something else is there, and they kind of want they want that discussion to stop immediately.
Yes.
Yep. Hunter Biden's laptop.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That's the one thing that would sort of concern me, is that if it was so stupid, you know, I'm a big believer in the idea that good ideas will prevail over stupid ideas if you let free dialogue happen.
Interesting, man.
That's my experience.
Russia claims U.S. is running secret bioweapons lab in Georgia. That's the AP reporting that.
I don't know for sure, but I am not surprised. No. Dude, bioweapons
are
the
future. And it's Peter Daszak. It's Peter Daszak who's being accused.
If you wanted to invade and conquer the United States, you can't do it with weapons. You can't do it with conventional weapons because they're all entrenched. You got to do it with disease and bioweaponry. That's why they're working on this stuff. That's how you root out an entrenched foe. That's the worst, most unethical way to do it. Without annihilating the infrastructure. You can take an entire city without blowing up a building if you have the right weapon.
If you have the right psychological warfare.
Yep.
Man, this is crazy shit. Who do you trust? Is propaganda is pro-Russia propaganda? Is it all bullshit? Might be.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more, or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Maybe.
What if the account who posted this was just a Russian troll, or
And they know that I'm thinking because of the Wuhan thing that I'm quick to believe that America's
somebody on the left could have posted this just to make it absurd. I mean, anybody. That's the problem with squashing the discussion like that, is that we'll never know where this information came from or who posted it. It's just dead in the water, and then all that's left is speculation. Mm. You know, stuff like this should be left open so that people can research into it further, not so that it automatically becomes either A, fact-checked, or B, a right-wing talking point.
I don't think we know. I don't think we have the truth on anything that's going on right now.
No.
Fog of war is heavy.
No.
Yep. Why would we?
I mean, the mainstream media is only showing us Applebee 5 for 5 deals. So
that's right.
What would we know? really about the situation as citizens.
Who owns the Trilateral Commission? I don't know much about
this. I will say there's a light at the end of the tunnel for people on the right, I suppose. If hot war actually breaks out, escalates beyond, a hot war is broken out, but if it escalates beyond Ukraine and we get to like an actual U.S. involvement, feminism, gone.
I know.
Amazing. Just gone.
Magical.
Women will, like,
there's
a meme. I bet
your vaccine mandates will be gone too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. There's a meme where it's like women in World War III and it's a picture of a woman in the 1950s washing the dishes.
Yeah.
That's right. They will immediately be like, well, you know, we should be in the home as soon as it happens. No, I think we are fucked though. Cause come on, you know, these diversity department, the U.S. diversity army is not going to be able to handle the fucking Russians.
No. And again, this is alarming stuff when you're talking about the safety of a nation. I mean, we've dumbed down all of our most powerful deterrents to keep people away, you know, and we've turned upside down our priorities. You know, you can bring whatever you want to culture. You know, you can, you know, if you want to push, gender education, you know, women in the workforce, you know, whatever it is that you want to do to the culture, that's fine. But when you're infiltrating the military with this kind of stuff, it gets a little concerning because the military's only objective is to fight and to fight viciously. Outside of that.
No, now it's about having two moms.
Yeah.
That's extremely concerning. And that should be something that every American's like, wait a second. You know, you can bring that. You want to have two moms in the household? Awesome. Cool. You want to teach it to your kids? Great. It's your personal choice. But when it comes to the strength of our military, we should not be compromising it to make people who are a minority of the population feel comfortable with who's in the homes and what gender is who.
Well, trying to make people comfortable here is not military doctrine.
The simple strategy is the military wants to recruit as many of these people as possible to go send them off to the front lines so they die.
That's terrible. Don't like that. I think we've been intentionally weakening ourselves by putting on front display, I don't know what the Biden administration is thinking, but by putting like a trans general in place, by having that weird gay guy go into the press release thing, and then the guy who runs the nuclear waste. Yeah, the guy who likes
dressing up as animals stuff and doing weird, like.
Why are we letting our enemies see this? What possible benefit could come from this?
It's a trick. Biden's lulling Russia into a false sense of security. And then all of a sudden what's going to happen is a whole bunch of 6'5" super ripped, they're going to jump
unleash
out.
The super soldiers.
Yes.
Yep. Never fight a land war in Asia, Putin.
And Putin's going to be like, I thought they were all weak feminists. Biden.
Your strength is superior to mine. We've
got
to create some sort of love between these dudes. They were about to meet Putin and Biden like 5 days ago. They had a meeting planned and then all of a sudden they canceled it. I think that was Biden did that. Like Putin's like, yo, I'm down to talk, man. I'm going to take Ukraine, but I'm down to talk.
I don't think so.
You think Putin canceled it?
I think this is Putin's long game. I think he didn't do it with Trump because Trump's freaking loose cannon. And he was like, yeah, if I do that, who knows what's going to happen.
Like with Trump, he would be like, you know, send troops into go right into Russia.
Yeah, go ahead.
Russia declared war on us. We're going in.
Let's fucking
and
go.
Putin would not be able to handle the U.S. going in to Russia. But Putin knows Biden will barely take action on Ukraine.
Yeah,
and he's going to walk right in. Yeah. What's Biden going to do about it?
And at best, it's going to be late.
Yeah.
Right.
It already is.
96. Yeah. Exactly. It already is. The military is not in a position to act swiftly at this point. So what did they give 96 hours to Kiev? By the time Joe Biden wakes up from his nap, will fall.
Yep.
Man, Biden, how did this guy get elected? I'm flabbergasted.
Unelected.
Yeah. Flabbergasted. Yeah, the people voted for this guy and now we're watching the shambles.
It was Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, dude, were our options. What the fuck has happened to
society? Yo, that was when we should have realized the country was fucking on fire.
Yeah,
but I didn't know any solutions. Like, how the hell do you fix this?
Run and hide, man.
First
El Salvador
time it's ever
waits.
Happened. Okay.
No, I wouldn't go anywhere. I don't know. You know, there's a certain line, I guess. If fighting got so bad, the country was unsalvageable, I'd probably just be like, I'm out, man. But I think I don't see that as being a possibility. I think whatever ends up happening, the United States will have some semblance of the Constitution and its founding principles. And I'm here for that, man. I'm not going to go anywhere. Maybe we'll be at the bunker, but we'll stick around to try and make sure we can keep these
values.
Yeah,
even if there was
this country is worth fighting for.
Yeah, I think even if thermonuclear war, even if the surface is annihilated, the data is going to be transmitted to the future, and people will reform governments with this constitution, and they'll use it as a basis to create new constitutions.
You would hope so. I mean, it's the best thing that we got.
I got an idea for our sci-fi show. It's 300 years after a an apocalyptic event. Tribes have reformed, and they're all very primitive until one day someone comes across an old solid-state hard drive and dusts it off and blows on it, and there's a laptop, and they're like, oh. And they open it, and it's an archive of Timcast IRL. And so the only information they have about the old ways comes from watching this show.
Yes.
And then what happens is...
It's Hunter Biden's laptop, by the way.
It's
Hunter
Biden's
laptop. That's where I thought he was going with that.
They didn't want to come out what was on the laptop was all the episodes of IRL.
That's actually a better idea, honestly.
Who is that? What is Hunter Biden?
Hunter Biden. And then they all start, like, making ornamental crack pipes.
Witness the Hunter.
They wear ornamental crack pipes. They put them in their mouths to go to sleep, knowing what it means.
Yeah.
No, but like that's the joke. My joke was that they were all going to base their world off of Ian.
Oh yeah.
Oh great.
And so it's
that's not balanced, by the way. You want to balance it out with other people like Tim in your environment.
Yeah, but I think should the war really expand, this idea of feminism will just get erased.
Yeah, that's for
feminism
sure.
Feminism only exists in the luxury of Western wealth.
All these thoughts.
Liberal economic order will be wiped out too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can't have military bases all over when you really need to defend your homeland.
Yo, we're going back to the days of ripped guys with long hair just clubbing women and dragging them into a cave.
That's why
it's horrible.
Horrible. I mean that in the worst way. People don't realize how brutal things get.
Exactly.
It's going to be roving bands of dudes with guns taking what they want and saying fuck off.
So how do we prevent that?
It's always been that.
Yes, right. This is what it's always been.
That's the tale of most of history is tribes of men shaping the world around them, usually through the use of force.
We were talking about Genghis Khan earlier.
Yeah, and there was, and it was a heavily masculine energy that was driving society. And only when you have stable and safe societies with protected boundaries and a firm perimeter can this idea of feminine energy really even take hold into society. And it is a good thing to a certain extent, but we've gotten so far out of balance with this energy. You know, there's once you establish a society, there should be the introduction of some very positive feminine energy into it, because feminine energy carries the ideas of emotion and nurturing and taking care of things. And if you're a society that can protect itself, then you need to turn inward and protect, your people within the society. But we've gotten so far from that masculine energy that protects the society, we're talking about the military, that we're now weak because the feminine energy isn't a protecting energy. Yeah, like you might have like the fierce mama bears and all that, but these are not people who are willing to die and to spill blood, to keep people safe.
I think willing to die but not willing to spill blood.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think the mother will huddle over the baby and
She'll spill blood if you come to her territory.
That's right.
The man will go out.
Mama bear kind of energy.
The man will actually search and hunt and kill potential violence.
I'm playing this new video game, Horizon Forbidden West. It's a sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn. An amazing game with an amazing storyline. And I'll give you the simple version. Cause at this point, if you play the second game, the storyline's already been spoiled. Post-apocalyptic, tribal civilizations. And they like harvest ancient technology and things like that. And so the main character is this woman named Aloy. There's no issue if a video game protagonist is a female. Sometimes women are heroes, sometimes men are. That's no problem. But I was playing it just before we did the show, and I noticed something really funny. I went to a rebel camp, as it was called, a rebel camp. And you got a bow and arrow, you got a spear. And then all of a sudden I hear these women yelling, intruder, go get her. And then I'm like, all right, so you got to kill the rebels as you make your way in. And then I noticed, they're all women. It was all women. There was, two guys. And the two guys were, thin, effeminate men. It was the weirdest shit. I'm like, what about a post-apocalyptic tribal reality has a band of rebel women who are going and raiding villages And I'm
completely
like,
unrealistic.
It's already a sci-fi nonsense game. So it's fine to be unrealistic, but at least half should be men. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a bunch of men and women running and fighting you, I'd get it. But it's like, it was all women. And like, the bad guy leading them, it's a woman. The leader of the rebels, some lady. And I'm just like, look, I fucking get it. You're feminists. But like, shouldn't there be some men here?
At least slave dudes.
Like, if your problem is that it's all men all the time in these games, don't you think the solution would be to have half men and half women, not just women running around? And I'm I'm mercilessly beating these women as the character. And I'm just like, you have
quality.
To. And I'm like, there's just something weird about these feminists being like, the main character should just brutally beat nothing but women.
Yep.
And I'm like, isn't
we deserve
that
our rights too.
Isn't that not feminist?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
all the bad guys, I'm just brutally beating these women. And I'm like, at a certain point, I think there should be a guy in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I guess they want me to beat the women.
I was kind of fortunate to learn about feminism from my mother, who's like 70 now. So she got first wave feminism. And I was like, what does it mean? Does it mean girls are better than boys? She went, no, nothing like that. Feminism means that men and women are equal. We have equal rights. That's all it means.
And it's a pretty solid premise.
Yeah.
Then second wave came in and they were like, well, women are different, so they should have certain privileges.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And then third wave came in and they were like, men or women?
Yep.
Dear
is that
Lord.
Third wave or is that fourth wave?
I think we're on fourth.
Are we
now.
On fourth?
I think we're on fourth.
Third wave was like, give us special privileges.
It was bad too. Yeah.
First wave was, we should vote. Second wave was, we should have to wear bras. Third wave was, give us special privileges. And fourth wave is men or women.
Like critical theory.
And there's no standard of beauty anymore either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other thing about the game, too.
Everything is beautiful.
All the women in the game are frumpy.
We've erased the standard of beauty to where it includes everything because nobody's allowed to hold anybody to a certain standard. And not even yourself. You're not even allowed to hold yourself to a certain standard because then you're fat phobic or you're being insensitive to people who don't hold themselves to a standard.
Narcissistic, that's a word that gets overused.
So this is an issue I have with the modern culture on art for people. So, you know, like Ian and I, we play Magic the Gathering. Are you familiar with the game at all?
Yeah.
So early depictions of the characters were like attractive men and women, and they were made to be stylized and look cool. Angels were beautiful. Now they're doing art where it's like frumpy.
Why?
Frumpy and homely. Because it's representation. And I'm like,
it's a lower
my fantasy
standards.
About elves has nothing to do with real people. Show me a hot babe and a ripped guy. Like, they're idealized versions of people. I don't need a fat, frumpy woman who's an angel. It makes no sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah, and we should have standards of beauty.
Right.
As a culture, we should have these things. They're important. They drive people to work hard to accomplish those standards.
I bitch about this constantly. I see these new underwear models. This is Victoria's Secret. I'm like, this was supposed to be scandalous. When I was younger, I remember thinking, wow, obviously I could never look like that. She's a model. I'm hoping that if I buy these underwear, this is what I'll end up looking like, right? No more. Now these ladies are fugly. They're disgusting. And I'm like, who wants to look like this? Why would I buy your product if it's going to make me look like me in the mirror? Just fucking crazy.
It's the war of mediocrity. These people don't want, they don't want equality in the sense that, exactly. They don't want, and they don't even want equity in a good way. They don't want to work. So they, in order to rationalize that, everybody needs to come down to the lowest,
common
denominator, that lowest point where nobody is held accountable anymore. That's how a culture dies. Mm-hmm.
There is a mall chain for fat women called Torrid.
That's correct. Yes.
And we went to the mall and I walked past and all of the mannequins are morbidly obese.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
Look up the website.
Dude, oh, no. Morbid, so bad.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Fashion for sizes 12 to 28.
Yeah.
12 to 28. Like someone
those
sent
are
me
very
images.
Large sizes.
Those I mean, are that's, large sizes.
That you're not just talking about a woman who carries extra weight.
Look at this. That's not curvy, guys.
You're talking about somebody who's coming from somebody who's in the health profession, you're talking about somebody who has serious health issues.
Morbid.
Currently, mm-hmm. if not right on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, this is morbid obesity.
This makes me so sad.
The company is just
torrid. And torrid sounds awful.
It's torrid.
It means hot and dry.
Yikes. Yep, that sounds about right.
That's so weird.
Oh, torrid meteor storm.
So we had an idea and we were like, we should make a big and morbidly obese store. We'd call it that. And it would be called Chonkers.
Chonkers. Yeah. I like that better.
And better than Chonkers is at least fun sounding.
Good. Yeah, it sounds fun.
This hot, is like dry, taking advantage of a crisis. Like obesity crisis is legitimate. And these guys are profiting off of that.
Capitalism, man.
Yeah, this is actually what red-pilled me on feminism, was looking at the body positivity and being like, if they actually wanted women to succeed and live to see their children and grandchildren, but of course they don't. They don't want them to have children and grandchildren. Anyway, if they wanted people to live and succeed, they wouldn't want you to be fat. They're liars.
No, they don't. They don't want any type of striving for greatness. And that's what makes a society amazing, is when people come together collectively to push the needle forward to create progress.
Look at this image.
Oh my God.
Can you read that shirt?
No, honey, you're thinner than me, not prettier.
What if I'm both? I'm just kidding.
This is, they get mad when like guys don't want to be with them. I love how these fat chicks, you know, these morbidly obese people are like, you should not be fat. But if you're under 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They don't message you
That's
on Tinder.
That's right.
There was a guy who posted, he was 5'11", and he said that one day he decided to change his profile to say 6 foot, and then all of a sudden he got tons of messages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So cheap.
For me, it's the age, not the height, but for them, it's probably the height.
These are these beauty standards that, you know, and this is the culture of doublethink here, right? So they'll lower the beauty standards for women, and if you don't accept them, then you are, you know, you're a fascist, you're a masochist, you're a patriarch, you're all of these horrible things, right? But these are the same, and God forbid, at the same time, you can't even acknowledge a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm,
because then you're
pointing
also
at her while you said that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll take that.
I was going to say, if you called her beautiful, I just couldn't bring myself to say it.
I feel bad for
her.
You
get
her,
me
dude.
Too.
So
yeah.
if you
look at her face.
If you acknowledge a beautiful woman under these circumstances, then you're doing the same things that they're accusing you of for not acknowledging the beauty of that woman. But these women will turn around and they'll clap and cheer and make all this noise over men who are attractive, and they'll treat them just like the objects that they're so against being treated like.
This is a subreddit called Just Leg Beard Things. And I guess a leg beard is like an unkempt woman.
Oh, that sounds right.
But look at her. I actually feel bad for this woman. She looks very unhappy. She has to know that shirt is extremely cringy. But I think she's like, she needed money and someone said, we want a morbidly obese woman to wear this shirt. And she does not look happy about it. She looks miserable.
I don't think any of these people are happy.
I don't think so either.
I think the goal is to make everybody as unhappy as they are.
You know what my conspiracy theory is? You know the Dove Real Beauty campaign?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How it's like all these fat chicks?
Yeah.
Dove is owned by Unilever.
Oh.
Do you know what other company is owned by Unilever?
Tell us.
I'm sure it's probably like a
Ben and Jerry's
food chain.
Oh, God.
Like that. Yep.
And so I think Ben and Jerry's wants you to eat ice cream. Unilever owns both, and they're like, look, if we're telling women to be thin and beautiful, they're not going to buy our ice cream.
That's right.
So how do we do both? Cheer them on for being morbidly obese. Tell them to eat all the ice cream in the world. Win-win.
Yeah. Win-win. Exactly.
Hey, unfettered capitalism ain't all that good.
I'm looking at this guy, Les Wexner, who's like big in the Epstein Island thing. When Maria Farmer drew her Setiels thing, Les Wexner's front and center right underneath Ghislaine. Like, he's the demon's face. He runs Victoria's Secrets. He owns Victoria's Secret. He's the guy that's putting the green light on these campaigns. Why is some guy that apparently is involved or seems to be involved with pedophilia now twisting his campaign to stop focusing on hot chicks and focusing on fat girls?
They're gutting the country.
What the fuck?
You're destroying the culture.
So he's basically he's said fuck the United States. He may have no affiliation.
Imagine this.
These people don't have allegiance to countries. They have allegiance to money.
Billionaire, man.
Imagine this. Imagine you go out to eat with your friends and they say, "Let's get Chinese food." And you walk in and you say, "What should I get?" And they say, "Ooh, get the Kung Pao, you know, Saibo." And you're like, "Sure." And then out comes a plate with a steaming pile of dog shit.
Hmm.
You go, "I'm not eating that. That's fucked up." And they say, "You don't like Chinese food?" And you go, I guess not. And then you leave and someone says, "No, no, no. Trust me. I'm going to bring you to a good Chinese food restaurant." And you go to another restaurant and you walk in and they say, what should you get? And try the Mo Fan Dong. And you go, okay. And then out comes a steamy pile of cat shit. And you go, I don't want to eat this food. From then on, you'll tell all your friends, I hate Chinese food. It's disgusting. I can't believe people eat it. But they weren't giving you Chinese food. They were giving you shit. So what happens now is people are going to say things like, maybe I'm gay. They're going to be like, that's a pretty woman.
Actually, yeah.
Ian, that's a pretty woman.
You know,
does she arouse you? Maybe you're gay then. You see what they're doing?
40% of young people.
Yep.
Especially when they start pushing it at that very young age.
Yeah.
Yep.
At the age that they're starting to introduce this idea of homosexuality and gender and all this other stuff.
They go like this. They get a little boy and they show him that fat chick and they go, do you think she's pretty? And he goes, I guess. Do you want to kiss her? No.
Well, then
you're
gay.
We should chop your balls off.
Yep.
Yeah. Then maybe you're trans. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And then what they'll do is they'll show like a ripped guy and be like, he's attractive, right? And the kid goes, I guess. That proves it. See? You said the man was attractive, but the girl wasn't. Insidious. We should chop your balls off.
When I was in first grade, I would chase the girls around on the playground and pretend like I was trying to kiss them, and they'd be like, ah, and they'd run and laugh. But like, would a kid get in trouble for that?
That's
today?
Your child rape?
Yeah, that's my child rape story. sorry, Carla. No, she's a good, what's up, Ian. Dude? And it was like, just my way of like, society told me I was supposed to like girls, so I was like, I guess I'll like the girls on the play. And, but now, today, would that be considered harassment? Would you get a first grader pulled out of class?
Oh my God, that would make CNN headlines. Seriously, that would be the hate crime of the century.
It like actually helped me develop my relationships with those girls as friends.
I think Don Lemon might cry. Rachel Maddow would definitely cry about that on air.
Don Lemon would be like, what's happening?
He's chasing them. They're running.
What's happened to our country? Boys? He does that thing he does.
Chasing girls? That, on
like
the
he smells something bad.
Yeah. You do a good Don Lemon, actually.
And then Tucker would do the thing with his face where he's like, Don Lemon was shocked. Because the Tucker face.
As he should be.
Yeah. As he should be. All right, man. I think it's time to wrap things up. Ian Smith, thanks for hanging out. And other Ian, of course.
Oh,
and
thank you for having me.
Two Ians today. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming, man. Really appreciate it. And for everybody who's a member, thanks for hanging out, making all this possible. And we'll be back with the show tomorrow night. And hopefully the world doesn't blow up. We'll see you then.